Sometimes it can be hard to just be yourself. There's so much pressure around us to be more or less than who we are. Pressure from the culture, pressure from our friends, sometimes our family, and sometimes even from the you inside your head. So how do we handle it? Does living up to these ideas actually make us better? I'm your host, Kinsey. Welcome to the Church Girl Gang Podcast. What was your favorite TV show as a kid? When I was young, we didn't have cable, so it was a mix of VHS tapes, PBS Kids, and of course, Saturday morning cartoons. And some of my favorite shows were like Cyber Chase, Recess, and then you had to watch VeggieTales for sure. I don't know if anyone else is out here loving VeggieTales, but I still kind of love VeggieTales. And I will never get over the Dave and the Giant Pickle episode. That one was great. And of course, the Jericho one, where the French peas are like throwing slushies at everyone. Absolute classic. And at the end of every episode, they would always say, "Remember, God made you special and he loves you very much." And as a kid, that meant so much to me. And I always took that to heart, that God made me special and he loves me very much. And I thought that was true then, and I think that's true now. God has made each of us unique and special, and I think he's done it on purpose for a purpose. The question for me is that, yes, God has made me special and unique, but does that mean that every part of me was made exactly how he wants? I mean, it's no surprise to those who know me, I've got my flaws, right? I'm actually going to share a list right now because it's no surprise to me either that I have my flaws, and I just want you guys to understand that as well. We all have our flaws. So here's a list of some of my flaws. I can be loud. I have a tendency to overshare, and sometimes I share like a big fish story every now and again. I am the epitome of extra. I hear that all the time, so it's definitely on the list. I'm a little short. I'm also a little bodacious, and sometimes it makes me self-conscious and embarrassed, and I don't always feel like I know how to handle my own body. I'm always worried about the way that my hair looks, like always. And to top it all off, sometimes I'm a little gassy. These are some things that are flaws, okay? Flaws in my character, flaws with my body, flaws in my attitude. Did God mean to do that? Did he mean to give me flaws? We hear two different things from our culture about this. One thing we constantly hear over and over again is that your flaws are beautiful and that we should embrace our flaws, that we're absolutely perfect just the way we are, and kind of making our flaws part of our identity. And I think it's equally true that our culture tells us that we need to look a certain way, right? Maybe like Kim Kardashian, or like our favorite influencer, or we need to act a certain way. We need to be a baddie. We need to be cool. Our culture offers us products to help us lose weight, you know, try these pills, this detox, this waist trainer, whatever it is. You'll be cooler if you act this way or that way. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. It is no surprise to you. With these two conflicting ideas, it seems like the culture is trying to rip us in two. You know, I actually heard a story last week about a man. This is a real story. A man who married an anime hologram. I'm not kidding you guys. If you've got some extra time, go look it up. This is a for real thing. But tell me this, like, how are we supposed to measure up if some people are out here looking at cartoons as the standard of beauty? I will never measure up to that idea. So I want to tell you today that there is a better way. The culture wants to sell us two extremes. God has a different plan. See, he did make you unique and special and different than anyone else. And we're also filled with flaws. If God is so good, why would he make you with so many flaws? I don't think he did. See, the Bible actually talks about this in Psalm 51:5. It says, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Now, as we've defined on this podcast many times, sin is anything that misses the mark, anything that strays even a tiny bit from God's intention, from his plan. God requires perfection. So anything that isn't perfect, it isn't from God. That means that all of our flaws, that list that I just listed off about myself a minute ago, that is not from God. And no, God didn't make a mistake and accidentally make a flaw either. By definition, God is not going to make a flaw. He made me exactly how he wanted me. Any flaws in me? Well, that's because I was born into a broken, sinful world, right? Just like that verse said, we're sinful from the moment of our conception. From the very first moment of X and Y chromosomes meeting, we become people, broken and flawed people. Now, you may think that this means I'm saying we should lean into what the culture is telling us to fix ourselves, change who we are, but that's not quite what I'm saying either, okay? There is a solution to being born with flaws. Well, one, I believe that God can take all of our flaws and use them to show his glory, okay? The Bible says that in our weakness, he is strong. Take Moses, for instance. Not only did he have a speech impediment, which would be a flaw, right? But he also struggled with depression and anxious thoughts as well. At one point, he even asked God to kill him. You can check out Exodus 32:32 for that. He was not okay. However, God worked past that and even at some moments through that to show off God's own glory. He allowed Moses and strengthened Moses to lead a nation and even to play a pretty major part in delivering the Israelites from Egypt. And part of that was through speaking. The guy with a speech impediment. See, we can have hope through our flaws because God can take them and use them for his glory to make the world and eternity better. The trick is to not embrace our flaws. We do need to find a way to become better or overcome them if we can. But the trick here is to make peace with them. Make peace with our flaws. Don't carry them around like a weight around you. These aren't chains. These are opportunities for God to move. And he can and will, by the way, when we surrender them to him. Some of these flaws that you're holding on to, though, they may not actually be flaws. Did you know that you can actually see flaws in yourself that aren't real? Been there, done that myself. See, the world around us has its standard of perfection, but God has one as well. And the only standard that matters is God's standard. I feel like this mostly is an issue when it comes to our bodies. Now, I know I'm about to start sounding like your mom out here, but it is especially because of the rise of social media that I think this has become more of an issue. I know that some of you listening may not even remember what it was like before social media became like all-consuming. I'm just on the outskirts of that. But I do remember a moment when it wasn't Facebook, Twitter, TikTok all the time. But now it is, and we're able to see the photoshopped and filtered versions of people's lives. Do you know how many pictures on Instagram are truly unedited by filters, Photoshop, or Facetune? The answer is only 29%. That means that 71%, which is almost 3 out of every 4 pictures that you see on Instagram, are fake. That is crazy. And it's haunting when you look in the mirror and you compare yourself to Instagram. Guess what? You will never measure up and you will never look like that, because even the people posting, they don't look like that. We're developing dysphoria of all kinds in our culture because of this. You may have heard Pride Month is coming up, and I just heard this, that Target has decided to begin celebrating early by selling chest binders and packing underwear to women. Now, I love Target. It's been one of my favorite stores, but these are items that help you to literally hide and change your body because you don't like the way it naturally looks. These are items that tell you that it's okay to hate the way God made you as a woman with woman parts. What we should be doing instead as a culture is teaching people to embrace who God made each of us to be and turning our flaws or struggles over to Him and allowing Him to work through them and to be glorified through them. But the standards are different between the culture and Christ. So when we feel this pressure to change who we are in order to know if this is something to work on or to put away as lies, we've got to filter it through God's word. And let me say this, if I haven't been clear, there are things that we should be working on. If we're Christians, our goal in life is to become more like Christ. The biblical word for this process is sanctification. That is a partnership between you and the Holy Spirit, where every day you are intentional about growing closer to God, and the Holy Spirit is working in you, helping you to do that. And as we do, we become more and more who God wants us to be. But in order to know what we should truly work on, we need to begin by using our filter. I always picture one of those coffee pour-overs in my head when I talk about this, by the way. It's like we stick the pressure in the top on top of the filter, and we begin reading the word and asking trusted friends and mentors what they think. That's the water. And what comes out the other side should be truth, if we've done it right, at least. Now, I've got to say, I actually don't drink coffee, and I've only made a pour over once for a TV show that I was helping with, and I don't even know if it was any good. So this metaphor may not be exactly how a pour over works, but at least the one time I did it, that's how it worked. So anyway, every topic, every insecurity or flaw is different. So I can't give you a biblical answer for each of them right now. Feel free to DM me. I'd love to talk about it and help you work through this. But I can say this, when the culture tells you one thing about yourself and you realize that it's not true in God's eyes, you can remind yourself of this verse, Psalm 139:13-16, which says, "You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." God knows you and God sees every part of you. There's no need to hide it from Him, so you can allow Him to be working in and through you. Ephesians 3:20 says, "God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us." There's no hurt, frustration, flaw, or confusion that He can't heal. I also want to remind you that sometimes the pressure doesn't come from the culture, but from inside our own minds. This is the trickiest part for me. How do we handle our own internal insecurities or our own internal confusion. I have friends who have or are dealing with literal dysphorias about their bodies or their identities. It's not an easy thing to parse through. Having come through the other side, mostly of a place of mental confusion myself, as I spent a lot of time struggling with OCD, one thing that I learned that has stuck with me and helped to keep me on track is this idea. Just because you think it doesn't mean it's true. Let me say it one more time. Just because you think it doesn't mean that it's true. Our minds can play tricks on us. Your own mind, unfortunately, is not always something you can trust. I personally went through some serious moments where I felt as if I couldn't tell what was real and what was fake. And that's a scary place to be. If you're feeling this way, I want you to know that you're not alone. And I want you to do these four things. Number one, start writing down what you're thinking or feeling. Pen to paper is an easy, tactile way to start sorting through your thoughts and feelings. This quote is usually attributed to Aristotle. I spent a long time thinking about this when I was having my own struggles. And the quote is this: "It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it." Remember, just because it's in your mind doesn't mean that it's true. Number two, find someone you trust that you don't have to pay and tell them your thoughts and feelings. And number three kind of goes alongside it, which is find someone that you do have to pay and tell them your thoughts and feelings. And by this, I mean a licensed Christian counselor or psychiatrist. Your friend can empathize and support you in the day-to-day, but your doctor can help you heal. And number four is pray. Pray big time. Pray a lot. Now is the time to begin leaning into God and begin trusting Him. The only real truth we know can be found in God's Word. So begin putting it in your head and your heart as well. Do your best to start replacing the lies with truth. Listen, God wants you to know Him and He wants you to lean into His truth. He made you and He can use each of your flaws for His glory and for His purposes. There is hope in every imperfection. Just make sure you know the difference between what is truly an imperfection and what the world is trying to tell you. And if you need help sorting through it all, be sure to ask someone that you can trust. Before we wrap things up today, I want to remind you that you can reach me in the comments or by DMing Church Girl Gang on Instagram. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. We'll be right back here next week for another podcast, but before we end, I just wanted to read you Psalm 139:14 one more time. It says this: "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." I hope you know it and believe it today. Until next time, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon, Church Girl. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for another episode of Church Girl Gang. If you enjoyed listening to this and want to help us grow the gang, be sure to leave a 5-star review on your listening platform. If you're on YouTube right now, be sure to hit the subscribe button on the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. You can connect with the Church Girl Gang and say hello on Facebook or Instagram, and also feel free to connect with me personally on all social media platforms, including YouTube, by searching at Kenzie Carice or heading to kenziecarice.com for more content just like this. Bye!